and then getting to StockPicks this evening. Gary, sorry.
I can't change it. Can I change it at this late stage?
Yes, you can.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to go with the Walt Disney Company. So Disney's been under an enormous amount of pressure recently, part of it because there's been a management shake.
Yeah, Bob Iger going, leaving, coming back. Going again,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's always got shareholders a little bit nervous. And, you know, even with coronavirus, and obviously a big money spinner for Discovery is still their theme parks as well. And obviously with the shutdown of operations with coronavirus, that is going to impact. It is going to come through in Q1 numbers. But we've seen the stock really punished. I mean, if you look at that, that's a significant fall in the share price. Part of it is because you've got that bad news around management. I think the management shakeup just making everyone nervous. Shutdown of parks, that is going to impact Q1 numbers. But looking forward, I think their new streaming service is going to be very, very interesting. So Disney has an enormous amount of content, and in the streaming business, I think content is king. And the ability to deliver that content, I think if you're looking out 4 or 5 years and you're looking for a, you know, company with a long track record, very, very, you know, I suppose very, very stable earnings over time, that's kind of, I think, just been punished a little bit with a little bit of bad news flow. I think this potentially is a good time to start accumulating.
Yeah, and we'll all be hunkered down in our homes, not going out, watching things. Beam in.
I thought just on that quickly, I mean, the interesting reason, or one of the reasons why I think it's been sold down so hard, is that they had the CEO of effectively their resorts come over and take over as CEO. And I think the market was saying, hold on a second, I thought that was the legacy type of the business. Where's the content guy? Why is he not coming to the front?
Yeah. It's an enormous part of the business, so that's it.
Your stock pick for now, very briefly, is Sanlam. It's quite an old-fashioned sort of pick.
Yes. Strong, solid.
Dependable.
So I think, I mean, just having a look at where there's value in the South African system at the moment, you talk about defensive-orientated quality companies that really have delivered, and then those that have taken a significant bloodbath, of which Sanlam is certainly one of those sort of companies. So, you know, this was probably 94 Rand a couple of years ago. Granted, I think it got pushed up to those sort of valuations at that point. However, you know, you're now one-third of that, and the company itself has probably got more diversified and has longer-term better optionality for growth over the longer term. So certainly, I think very attractive, these sort of levels.
Yeah. Okay. Nick, Gary, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Gary Boyson is from RandSwiss, Nick Crails from Ashburton Investments, and Alicia will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. In the meantime, have a good evening.